talk to Dad.
Welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 149. I've got Mom here with me, and through the miracle of Skype, I've got Phoebe on the line.
Hi.
How's it going, Phoebe?
It's going great. It's a Friday, and all my classes are done. I only have 2 days left of classes.
How are you, Mom?
I have some screaming dill pickle chips, and I'm just having a great day.
I'm just trying to interrupt you and talk over you as much as possible. We get a lot of comments about that when we are on a podcast together.
Oh, so much interrupting. Yeah. Are the comments all from me? Or does it just feel like it?
Friends who listen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I had a friend who listened who was like, your dad interrupts you a lot. And I was like, well, I interrupt him too. And yeah. They were like, yeah.
It's a little rough sometimes.
How are you, Mom?
Great. I'm great.
It is beautiful sunny weather here. We'll get back to the fact that you only have a couple of days of college left. It's beautiful sunny weather. It's a little windy, a little bit cool. How is the weather in northern Utah?
Oh, it's absolutely perfect. It's like 70, 75 maybe, and it's just beautiful
that's
and sunny.
Warmer.
And
it's warmer than it is planted, here.
You're lying, planted, right? That can't be right.
What does it say? It says it's 70 exactly.
Really?
That's warmer than it is here, I think.
Yeah,
cool
and
down here.
So yeah. They just planted all the flowers on campus, so it's like, and they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's like amazing. It makes me so happy. So we have a pretty good like landscaping department too, because we're like an agricultural college.
Yeah.
All the flowers are like seriously beautiful, and it makes me so excited.
I used to watch them like dig up beds and put, like, they're so fast to watch. Have you ever like watched them change out the flowers? It's kind of amazing.
You just wake up and they're all there.
So did they put like tulips in?
We've got a lot. We have tulips and there's like daffodils, yellow daffodils and pansies and all sorts of flowers.
Nice.
Yeah, I've noticed that all colleges really try to spruce up campus at the end of the year because that's when parents and alumni show up on campus for graduation. So they want it to look its best.
Well, there's a ton of tours going on right now too. But yeah, it's beautiful. And there's like all these bushes are just like yellow that are just all yellow flowers and they're so pretty.
Are they forsythias?
I have no idea.
So your college, which is one of the best colleges ever.
Yeah.
Which is also where Mom and I went, is a really beautiful campus anyway. Utah State, I think, has one of the most attractive campuses
in
the country.
I think it
got voted, not to like throw, I know we have some BYU listeners out there, but it did get voted prettiest campus in Utah.
Yeah.
So objectively speaking.
Well, which is saying a lot because honestly, there are some really pretty.
Because BYU is beautiful too.
Yeah.
And so is University of Utah. I mean, they're all set against the mountains, so they're all attractive
gorgeous.
Campuses.
And it seems to me that SGU, I haven't been down to Southern Utah University for a while, but it seems like their campus was quite pretty.
Yeah.
In Cedar City.
Yeah.
But yeah, it makes me really happy. Do you know another reason, Dad, why all the sunny, warm weather is making me happy?
Why is that?
Because it reminds me that in a few months, I'm going to be living in sunny, warm weather.
Ah.
Yeah. So the big announcement, we haven't actually said this on the podcast yet.
Nope.
And I don't even know if we've tweeted it out by
I put
social
it on
media.
Instagram.
On your personal one, but not on our...
Yeah,
not on Talk to
Not
Dad.
On the podcast. So big announcement. Let me get you a drum roll.
I got my mission call.
Yes, you did. And where is it to?
Well, funny story. it's to Southern California. When I opened it, I read it out as it's the California Carlsbad mission. But then like 3 days later, I got this email that was like, hey, so we're changing. Well, they're just changing the name of it mostly and the boundaries a little bit.
Do you know what officially it's going to be called now?
It's going to be called
Beach,
the
is that right?
The California Newport Beach mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Carlsbad is just north of San Diego. When I first heard about Carlsbad, I didn't know where it was. I had to look it up and I was thinking it was in Orange County, but it's actually still in San Diego County.
I knew because someone guessed
Orange
it.
Orange County. But yeah. So it's I guess like, they reshifted the mission boundaries. So you're going to be
right.
kind of between Orange County and San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it was funny because I got the email and I just saw the subject line at first, which was like, I think it said like changed mission name, but I just saw changed mission at first. And I was like, oh my gosh, they've changed their mind. They're going to send me to like Africa. Like I was just, there was a
I
lot
would
of,
immediately
a lot
think
of,
they're going to send me to Nevada.
They're going to send you to Tokyo, Japan.
Or,
yeah.
I think I'm a pessimist. I don't know.
I really would be happy wherever. But yeah, I had a moment where I was like, is my entire mission going to change? And it's kind of funny now because people ask me where I'm going. And I'm like, I mean, I'm going to the California Newport Beach mission, but it's not actually going to be called that until June. So like, yeah. It doesn't really exist yet.
Yeah.
But that is where I'm going. So I don't know.
In
I'll
any
say
event,
like Southern California.
Southern California.
Yeah.
Did you know?
But I'm really excited.
Did you know that Mom and I went to our honeymoon in San Diego?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think vaguely.
San Diego's beautiful. And San Diego, California, and I think this is not controversial, or that whole area, I will include Carlsbad and Newport Beach, has some of the best weather in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Like if you could pick one location solely on the basis of weather and not on how expensive the houses are there.
Oh, gosh.
That area would definitely be where one of the places you'd pick because the weather is just kind of perfect year-round.
It's room temperature.
It's like 70-degree weather, like pretty much year-round.
So like this sunny 70-degree weather is making me so happy because I just walk outside every day and I'm already just in a great mood because of the weather. And then I'm like, I'm going to be living in weather like this for like 18 months.
And it rains a little bit, but not a lot. Occasionally you might have wildfires coming through. So that can be a hazard.
And watch out for earthquakes.
And earthquakes.
I think it said there's about 287 days of sun a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Most days.
Sun is very, I don't want to say it's underrated because it's really important, and I think most people recognize how important it is. But what I think sometimes people underestimate is how important it is for like your mental health.
Yeah, I feel like it's maybe not underrated so much as it's just taken for granted. Like you don't notice how much you need
that's
the
a good
sun
way to put it.
Until you've got like a good week or longer with no sun.
I mean, literally everything we have comes from the sun. Like all of the energy comes from the sun. All of our food, all of our, you know, there's no way we could live without the sun, but actually being out in sunlight is super important for your mental health, I think.
Yeah.
And your physical health too, probably.
No, I did okay this winter, but I walked out in that first sunny day and I was just like, I just felt pure joy. I was like, yes, sunshine.
And I actually remember like when I was a missionary, there are times that I don't want to discourage you at all. There are times when being a missionary is not super easy. It can be kind of difficult.
Yeah.
But there were times when I would walk out and I would just be like, yeah, things are difficult right now, but the sun is shining and I'm walking in the sun and that just makes everything a little bit better. And you're sort of, your stress melts away.
No, it's so true. I'm excited. Yeah. Because I think the sun will just make life a little better. And also I realize it's kind of a blessing because I get migraines from pretty much everything. Like almost any change from like just anything will give me a migraine. But one of the big things that gives me just really bad migraines is like heat and like really cold.
Intense temperatures.
Yeah, like intense temperatures. So that's going to make that a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the migraines I would get in the heat in Texas in the summer, which not looking forward to that part of the summer, but it's fine. Were terrible because I'd be outside for like 5 minutes and I would just be in bed with a migraine all day.
Yeah. So you leave in July, correct?
Yeah.
To leave on your mission. So
you'll
July be here
17th.
For some of the hot Texas summer, but probably not
the
for the worst
part.
Parts.
That's true.
Because it's like the last half of July and all of August that are just unbearable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be here for most of July.
Yeah. And we'll be in Japan at the end of May and the beginning of June. And I don't imagine it's going to be terrible in Japan. Japan
probably
gets
not.
Really hot and muggy in the middle of the summer, but when we're there, it should be really nice. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And then you'll be off. You'll go to the Mission Training Center, and then you'll go to Southern California,
yep.
I suppose is the way it works, right?
Yep. I'm in the MTC for 2 weeks because I'm not speaking another language.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy to me because I was there for, because I spoke a foreign language, I was there for like 8 weeks.
Yeah. I think it's, so it's 2 weeks if you're not speaking a language. If you're speaking a language that has the same alphabet as you, it's 6. And then it's 8 weeks for Japanese and languages like that.
Yeah, that but makes sense.
I have to say, I was kind of expecting, I don't know, I put like a high level of like interest in speaking a language, and I don't know, I kind of thought I would speak another language, and I was kind of expecting that, but, and I was kind of like, I would have been really happy to learn another language, but then I was like, you know, I'm not upset that I'm not. Yeah. It's like kind of one less thing to worry about. I'm totally fine with that.
Well, I think where you're going is super exciting. And I have to admit, like, as a parent, I found it very reassuring, because it's not that, I mean, I'm sure anywhere can have its dangers and its risks, but compared to a lot of places you could have gone, it seems very safe.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you'll have access to good health care. And
I think
the way I was thinking about it the other day, and I don't even remember who I was talking to, but somebody from church was asking about it. And I think like it's reassuring to know that like anything that could like make you seriously like sick or like kill you there would be just as likely to get you here.
It's true.
Like, there aren't any like specific threats that aren't, well, other than earthquakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the biggest thing that you guys have to worry about, honestly, is me biking.
Well, wear your helmet.
Will you be riding a bike?
Yes.
I think for a lot of it, I will. I think there's some parts, I was looking it up, there's some parts where you kind of share a car and you have it like every other day. And then you're biking, except in the super hilly areas where you're walking. But little known fact, because everyone I say this to is super shocked and, ooh, is it, can you hear me? Is it a bad connection?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Everyone is shocked by this, but I can't ride a bike.
Well, you have before.
No, I can't.
You
the
got
answer
to
is
where you can
no.
ride it a little bit.
I mean, saw you ride and you can't. Were, you looked steady.
But you never really ride a did bike. Very much.
Nine. Well, you learned I how.
You I just haven't ridden a bike in at least 10 years. And then even when I did ride it, I wasn't good at it. And I wouldn't say I could competently ride a bike.
So now okay. You're very motivated. Are you going to work on that?
Yeah. Yep.
You can
Is
do
that
going
to be like what you do in between coming home and leaving?
Yeah. Well, I'm going on several trips. So
it's true.
We're doing that, but we're going to Japan. Actually, I'm taking a little mini, I don't even know. I'm assuming you know about this, Dad, but I've only talked to Mom about it. I'm taking a little mini trip down to Houston.
Yeah, I do know
like
about this.
A week. Yeah. Like a week or two into coming home. Cause my friend Eileen gets out of school like a lot later than I do. And I want to go down to Houston. So
just don't distract Eileen while she's taking her finals. I would feel really badly if she didn't do as well on her finals as she could.
Well, the only final she has is at the end of the week, and it's like a singing final. So
well,
that's one that she doesn't really need to study for.
Singing final.
Somehow singing final sounds like, well, when you say that, I imagine her like taking a test but singing the answers. Yeah.
Really
I know that's
is,
not what it is, well, but it
essays,
sounds
question answers.
It sounds
no,
awesome that
well,
way.
Well, I can explain
Multiple
to you
choice.
What it is. It's actually aural skills, which is like actually, it's not all just singing. It's like listening to music and like writing it, transcribing it, or like hearing different intervals, or some of it's like sight singing. So it's stuff that it's more like skills that you learn. It's not really stuff you study for. But yeah, so she has that one at, like at the end of the week. So then we have a few days where we can kind of just hang out in Houston for a little while. And I told her I would help her pack and everything. So I'm excited to do that. There's some stuff in Houston that I want to try that I never have. There's so much cool. The one thing that I really want to try is Jollibee. Do you guys know what Jollibee is?
No.
Jollibee. Nope. That's new to me.
So I know because I have a bunch of Filipino friends, but it's like this Filipino fast food restaurant that's like really big in the Philippines. And everyone I know who's Filipino is obsessed with it. And they have one in Houston. So whenever anyone I know goes down to Houston,
oh yeah,
they like get super excited. They'll even like bring it back sometimes, even though, but it looks, I mean, it looks pretty good. And I'm excited to try it. They have
that
like burgers
fun.
And the one thing that everyone gets excited about is they have those like fruit pies, but they're mango ones. And they have really funny ads. There was some ads about like a couple falling in love with Jollibee that was tear inducing.
When I was in Houston last time, which was when I took that Japanese test in December, I went to a Vietnamese Cajun restaurant. It was pretty
Houston
good.
Has good food.
It was one that David Chang had visited in the Netflix show Ugly Delicious.
Yum.
It was pretty tasty.
Was it ugly?
but delicious.
You know, it was delicious. I don't know. It looked like Cajun food. Cajun food looks messy. So I suppose in that sense it was.
Yeah.
It was pretty tasty. Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in Houston.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff to do. There's a lot of fun stuff to do in Houston.
So you're going
to
be home soon. Let's talk about that. Mom is leaving next Thursday. You know the personal sacrifice that mom is going to make on your behalf?
Yes, I do.
She's going to miss Avengers Endgame.
Oh.
We bought tickets for opening night on Thursday
evening.
She is going to start driving
Thursday morning.
Thursday morning, and we'll miss it. So we have an extra ticket. But anyway.
Yeah, the thing about mom driving me home is it's kind of, because I have a cello up here, it's kind of an option. Because the rest of my stuff I could in theory ship or like, I don't know. But if I was to fly home, you would also have to buy a seat for my cello.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are all kinds of issues that we have. We got to get your stuff home because you're going to be gone for a year and a half.
Right.
So we've got to find a way to get your stuff home. So that's why we decided mom's going to drive. I feel bad for her, though. Like, it's a two-day drive, basically. She's got to drive those first 2 days all by herself.
Yeah, I feel
bad
about
that. Once she gets you,
that.
I don't feel as bad because she'll have, you know, someone to drive with. And
yeah, and it'll be a fun time, but that doesn't sound like... Well, okay, so at one point we were considering whether or not we were going to drive to Utah before I leave for my mission. And I was like, you know, you could do that, but mom would be spending, because we're also going up for a wedding, she would spend 12 days in a car that summer going back and forth from Utah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
12 days.
And I'm old and I have hip issues that I can't sit that long without it starting to really hurt. So,
well, and for me, it wouldn't be as many. It would be like 8. But even the idea of spending, like, because I have limited summer before I leave and I want to see people, the idea of spending 8 days of what little summer I have in a car driving, and that's not a fun drive. Like, it just isn't.
So mom is going to leave on Thursday. She'll get there. She'll drive Thursday and Friday. She'll get there probably Friday night. Spend some time with you on Saturday. And then I guess you guys will start driving back on Sunday.
Oh, do you want to hear something that I'm super like? So I was planning on not doing a spring semester right after I get back from my mission. But now our choir is going to Rome and singing in Rome. And I'm kind of like,
maybe you could hurry back and go.
I don't think I could make it work. But oh my gosh, to sing. Like, so jealous. Yeah. Actually, my cello teacher, she went on a mission when she was younger. And she told me that she had a companion who left like a little early so she could get back in time to do another semester of college, which I don't think I'll do. But
no, I think they kind of discourage you from doing that.
Yeah, they
and
do.
I wasn't planning on doing another semester,
but now I'm kind of sad I'm missing Rome.
Yeah.
Even though like missions can be difficult and it is a big time commitment, I think at that point, like, you know, 16, 17 months into your mission, you're not going to feel like, oh, I want to cut this short.
No.
Yeah.
And I wasn't planning on doing another semester anyway, just because it would be pretty rushed and I have some different reasons for not really wanting to do that. But, yeah, I'm missing Rome, which is like too bad, honestly.
Oh. Yeah. I was checking all of our passports. I put in our passport information on our plane tickets, which you have to do when you buy an international plane ticket.
Yeah.
And I noticed that your passport will expire like right before you get home. Like your passport expires on January 11th, 2021.
Yeah, I would have to get a new
one. Which I think is like just days before you get home.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't be able to leave the country until you get that renewed.
Yeah. Yep. Well, luckily I'm in the U.S., so I don't have to get a new passport, I don't think.
No. Well, if you were leaving, you would just renew it now is what you'd do.
Yeah.
But anyway. What else is going on? We've had some crazy weather here. It's been really weird. It's like, you know, the last couple of days we were supposed to have this massive storm coming in. And it was like the most hyped storm almost that I can remember that was not a snowstorm.
A couple days in advance,
they were like,
we heard nothing
else. Watch out, there's going to be potentially tornadoes and large hail. The storm system will come through. I mean, people were like
baseball.
They were canceling church activities. People were leaving home for work early.
They canceled like all the nighttime school activities too.
Yeah, like everyone was on alert for some reason. I'm not really sure why, but we didn't even have so much as a tornado watch. Like the sirens didn't go off.
No, we had a severe thunderstorm watch. And we did get, I mean, there was a severe thunderstorm.
Like late at night, maybe after midnight, we did get some loud thunder come through. And we had some wind.
Yeah.
But then the next day, we had another warning and we had some thunderstorms. I don't know. It's been a little crazy. We're sort of in crazy weather season in Texas. I don't think you'll have that in Southern California.
No. You never know.
I don't think they ever have tornadoes there. You might have like a tidal wave.
Maybe just a tidal wave.
Do they have... Is it tsunamis?
Earthquake.
I don't know. Do they have tsunamis? Or do they have
California being hit by a tsunami? Well, but if you had like a earthquake, so what happens in Japan is you have an earthquake offshore that's like out in the ocean and it creates tidal waves that come and batter the shore. That's what happens in a tsunami. But I've never actually heard of a tsunami hitting the coast of California. It seems like it's possible though.
Apparently notable distant tsunamis have impacted California. I'm Googling this right here.
Sweet.
But I don't think that they... okay, in 1964, there was one that was generated by an earthquake. Yeah. I mean, I don't think that there's a lot.
I think wildfires are pretty common, and I think earthquakes are common. But I don't think tsunamis... I guess you could get a... What do you call a typhoon? You could get a typhoon, too,
in theory. That's what I was trying to think. Yeah.
You know, there are hurricanes in the Atlantic Ocean and typhoons in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah. But I don't think, it seems like you don't really hear about major typhoons either in California. It doesn't seem like something that gets a lot of.
Yeah. But for the most part, you don't get this kind of weather craziness in Southern California.
Okay. California, this Wikipedia still calls it hurricanes. California hurricane is a tropical cyclone.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of. Tropical cyclone.
Okay. So, but it's rare. And they have, on the Wikipedia page, they have a whole explanation for why it's rare. But.
Something to study.
Yeah. Yep.
Something to research.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think you're going to have to worry about it much, so.
So you only have a few days of classes left. How are you feeling about, you know, finals and all that?
I have a lot to do.
A lot of work to do.
I don't have a lot of finals, but I have a lot of like papers and stuff due.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Well, maybe we'll move the podcast along so you can get to it. I'm sure that's probably how you're going to be spending your Friday night, right?
Probably.
Working on papers and stuff.
Yep.
Well, then let's do some news.
Now, your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I've got a story. This seems like a Florida man story, but it was actually out of Ohio. So an Ohio man was a customer at an Ohio restaurant who, for reasons that are not entirely clear based on this story, pulled an iguana from under his shirt, swung it around, and threw it at the restaurant manager. Police say the Madison man walked into Perkins Restaurant in Painesville, about 30 miles northeast of Cleveland on Tuesday. He laid down at a booth, threw a menu at a waitress, and threw the lizard at the manager who tried to talk to him. Authorities did not say what provoked the attack.
So I'm wondering, like, what crimes would he be charged with? Is that like assault?
He has been charged with animal cruelty, okay, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest.
But not assault?
It doesn't say that he's been charged with assault.
Just disorderly conduct.
And
assault
animal cruelty.
With a deadly iguana. Mm-hmm.
I don't think iguanas are very deadly.
The other important fact that this story has is that the iguana is named Copper. And sadly, it did suffer a fractured leg.
Oh no!
Is Copper going to go to a nicer owner? Like, is he going to be rehomed?
I think so. Think so.
I hope
It's a fairly attractive blue iguana.
Don't throw your pets at people. That's not nice.
A turquoise iguana.
It's a turquoise iguana.
Oh.
They've got a picture of the iguana, and it is a very attractive lizard. But it's unclear why he even had this iguana in his shirt and why he felt the need to throw this iguana at the restaurant manager. It really feels like a Florida man story, but I guess Ohio man was getting in on the act.
I guess so.
Yeah, true. Poor iguana.
This is one of those stories I feel like there's a story behind the story that we just don't know. Like, what went wrong in this guy's life? That he had to throw
there's
a
always
menu.
A story behind Apparently, all these stories. But
he was feeling a little hostile toward
It doesn't mention that he was on any sort of substance, although you got to wonder.
Yeah.
I think maybe, you know, things aren't going quite your way. If all of these things happen to you in an evening or in an afternoon.
Well, not if you're the iguana.
Not if you're the iguana. Hopefully the iguana will find a better owner.
Yeah. I mean, I get it that we all lose our temper, but don't throw your iguana.
No.
The iguana didn't do anything to deserve that.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Poor iguana.
I know that mom does have a Florida man and a Florida woman story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I do. I have some issues with the way they wrote this article, though. Can I complain a little bit?
Sure.
Well, I'll go ahead and read it, and then. Senior slugger, 65-year-old woman, hits burglar with a bat. This is a Florida woman, and the person who wrote this article really plays up that she was, you know, a senior citizen. But honestly, 65 is not that old.
Every year, it's not that old. Younger and younger.
Well, it's just not that old. It's not.
It's like early retirement. Well, it's retirement.
I mean, you could retire, but then...
But there are a lot of very active 65-year-olds out there.
Right. Anyway, I'm getting closer to that all the time. But so 65-year-old woman hits burglar with a bat. This guy, we'll call him Florida man. So a Florida woman heard a noise and saw a man trying to break into her car early Sunday morning and took matters into her own hands. Her name was Clarice Gainey of Gainesville, and she says she picked up her softball bat early Sunday, braced herself, and eased open the door, and then saw him there. He was a 300-pound guy wearing boxer shorts,
There's a lot of missing details in this story.
Right. So she says, I took that bat and hit him upside the head like, pie-ya!
I like that quote.
I know.
Pie-ya.
And he just said, ow. Like, okay. So then the burglar ran into a nearby mobile home park, leaving behind his pants, shirt, and a sock.
Huh.
So I'm wondering if he ran off wearing his underwear, like it said, boxer shorts.
Why did he
and
take the
one
shirt
sock?
And the pants off to begin with in order to break into this woman's car?
I just don't get this at all. Like, what is going on? I mean, it's Florida. Maybe he was hot. I don't know. Maybe he was breaking into the car to get a water bottle. I don't know. Some sunscreen. I mean.
Pia.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so K-9 unit tracked him down, and Gainey, they put him in a lineup, and she said she easily identified him because he had a big lump on his head from her baseball bat.
That kind of makes it easy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there you go. Softball skills come in handy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Be careful out there. If you're a wannabe burglar in Florida, there may be a woman wielding a softball bat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you want me to read mine?
Yes.
Okay. Mine, it says, pink-haired pony's presence on Quebec Island, a mystery. Some good alliteration there. So, Gillies Bouchard said, I probably just Bouchard that name. Haha. said he first spotted the white pony or mini horse with a pink colored mane Sunday night on the island. And a Facebook page he created for the equine has since received reports and photos from multiple subsequent sightings. Said he didn't know, he and the other witnesses don't know where the pony came from or whether it remains on the loose.
Does it say how big this island is? It's some island in Quebec, right?
It does not say how big it is. You could look it up.
What's the name of the island?
It's a lot of French. French here. I do not speak French at all.
And I will look it up.
The name of the island?
Oh my gosh, I can't say that. Ile Saint Helens.
Okay. Saint Helens Island. Yeah. I can translate that. Okay. We'll just call it Saint Helens Island in Montreal.
We should have an entire podcast of me trying to pronounce French terribly.
And me just going for the obvious English.
Saint Helens Island is an island in the Saint Lawrence River in the territory of the city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. It's situated immediately southeast of the island of Montreal. Did we know that Montreal was an island?
Not really.
I didn't know Montreal was an island.
Wait, is Montreal an Canada island?
Well, there is a Montreal island.
My Canada geography is not great. I don't think it's an island.
I don't think it's an island. I think this was just an island that was kind of in Montreal.
Okay, Montreal is a city, but there is an island of Montreal in the extreme southwest of Quebec.
So there's a Montreal island.
It forms part of the Hochelaga Archipelago.
Huh.
It looks like it's a small... So it's basically like it's in the middle of a river and there's like a bridge that goes over it. So it's a river island.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So it's just surrounded by
river. So it doesn't look terribly big. It looks kind of small.
Mm-hmm.
There is an amusement park on it called La Ronde.
Hmm.
But in any event, for some reason, there is a pony with pink hair roaming around this island and no one knows why.
So you asked me to read this article because I know all the My Little Ponies.
This is what mom, it was her idea.
I think that you could identify this pony, maybe.
Which pony are we talking about?
I mean, if it had to be one, it would be Pinkie Pie. But she actually has a pink body, not a white one. But she was always my favorite growing up. Of course, there's a My Little Pony show now, but Elizabeth and I were like pretty OG fans. I had Rainbow Dash, and we had a bunch of stickers.
When you say you were OG fans, though, you're not fans of the original My Little Pony. You are fans of the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
No, that's what I'm saying. We had the toys as kids before that came out.
But My Little Pony originally came out when mom and I were kids.
Okay, well, we were fans of it since before the new show came out that everyone
I don't know why
now.
I'm being so confrontational.
I don't
about
know
this.
Why you have to.
I
just
don't care.
You just want to fight.
I just want to make it clear.
I don't really care
because I'm not a fan of My Little Pony. I'm not trying to defend the original My Little Pony.
I'm sorry that I'm a fake fan. I'm not enough for you, Dad.
Okay, I just want a clarification there. It's the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Okay, but
we were we liked it before that came out. That's what I'm saying.
I am seeing a little white pony with pink hair, though. Several. There's Desert Rose. I'm looking at a chart here.
Well, if we're talking about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, the main ponies are Fluttershy. Well, Fluttershy also has pink hair, actually, so I guess it could be her.
Hmm.
There's Fluttershy, Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Twilight Sparkle, and Applejack.
Oh, and Fluttershy. What color is Fluttershy's body?
She's yellow.
Oh, well, it's not Fluttershy. Because this is a white pony with pink hair.
I don't think it's actually one of the My Little Ponies.
I think it is. There's one that's white and has like pink hair and just a little pink heart shape on it. And
we're
going
to get all these comments that are like one star. Too much arguing about My Little Pony.
This
Nobody
pony
cares.
Has pink hair.
I am looking at a picture of one right now.
Okay, well, she's not in like the original like six or whatever.
Okay.
Oh, and what's her name? Rarity. She's white with purple hair.
Hmm.
So, yeah, but I am a fan. Elizabeth and I had them growing up, and I liked Pinkie Pie the best because I liked pink, but I really liked Rainbow Dash too. Yeah. And Elizabeth would braid her hair for me because she was a good big sister. It was a good time.
That sounds like a good time.
I will post a picture of this pony because they have that people have gotten photos of this pony, and I'll post it on our Instagram and tweet it out in Twitter.
Interesting.
Mostly I think it's just this one picture. Have you seen the picture, Allison?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now and trying to figure
out
what
it is. It's like
the
one where it's off to the side of the road, and for some reason there's like a geodesic dome on the other side of the picture.
Yep, I see it. Is it real?
I'm pulling up a picture of it.
It is a real picture. It's a weird, kind of trippy looking, surreal looking picture, but it's a real picture.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Looks like Epcot.
It does, doesn't it?
There's the dome there. Anyway, yeah, I'm a fan of ponies and pink hair. It's been like my lifetime dream to have pink hair. And I think mom knows, right after I come back from my mission, I have a plan of exactly like how I want to dye my hair rose gold. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not like bright pink. I feel the need to clarify. Not like bright pink, but like pink tinted. If you look up rose gold hair, that's what I'm going for. I'm going to be that pony. Although hers is a little bright for me.
This is going to be after you return for your mission, though, right?
Yes. Yes. That's going to be the first thing I do, though, I think.
The very first?
Probably. Like
before you unpack?
Besides,
before you eat at Whataburger?
Before you hug your mom?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, eating at Whataburger will probably be the first thing. I feel like that should be our new tradition whenever I, like, fly home from somewhere. Because that's the first thing we did when you picked me up from the airport winter break before I got home.
Can I tell you something scandalous, though?
It was not
though?
Very good.
Mom doesn't like Whataburger.
It's just not
I know,
very good.
But frankly, I do like Whataburger. Do you want to hear something more scandalous?
Sure.
I frankly just don't care about mom's opinion on Whataburger because it's great. And I don't really I just don't listen to haters. Like,
I'm not a hater.
Sorry.
I think that's fair.
The last few times we've been to Whataburger, I have to say, like, maybe I'm just not a true Texan. It's taken forever. They've gotten our order wrong, like, every single time. And, like, it's
maybe
not fast,
just
fast food. It's
orders.
Maybe they
slow.
Just censor hate so they get your order wrong on purpose. Because I, like, never have that problem.
I never
no,
have that problem
you
either.
Were with us, and they gave us our fries, finally. And they were cold. And that, to
no,
me,
they
is
were
like...
good.
No.
Mom, I don't need this. We don't need negativity on the podcast.
Here's the thing. I don't eat French fries that often. And when I do, I want them to be good.
They are good. Whataburger
and hot
is a great
and
place.
Fresh.
We should move on.
Not okay. to interrupt our battle over Whataburger, but I do have one more story.
Okay.
Pennsylvania now has an official amphibian, and it's an animal I have never heard of before.
Is this a science news story?
This is a story. Well, it's sort of a science news
science.
Story. It's really
it's
a,
sort
an
of.
Official animal story, but it's sort of about science! Except not really. This is an animal that I've never heard of before. Have you ever heard of an Eastern hellbender?
Maybe.
I've never heard of an hellbender.
I feel
a hellbender
like, nope.
is a giant salamander. It's like two, they get to be as large as 2 feet long.
And they
which
look,
is really large for a salamander.
They look.
And they look kind
squished.
Of gross.
Yeah, they don't look right to
so
me.
The Pennsylvania House voted 191-6 on Tuesday to grant the honor to the Eastern Hellbender to be the first official state amphibian of the state of Pennsylvania. The congressperson who was most in charge of the bill is a guy named Representative Garth Everett. And he said that hellbenders have been on the decline. He said not many people have actually seen hellbenders. They live only in very clean streams, and they live under rocks. The
so
best
are
thing
they
about
like,
the story... Go ahead and ask your question.
Oh, are they like kind of trying to hype it up to like keep it from going extinct?
I think so. I think it's like an awareness stuff. Conservation type thing.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They are really crazy looking. I'll try to tweet out a picture of these two. But the best thing about the story are the other nicknames that hellbenders go by. Hellbender on its own is a pretty cool name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have seen these before, yeah.
But
they're cool.
Also known as snot otters, lasagna lizards, mud devils, devil dogs, ground puppies, or Allegheny alligators. That's a lot of nicknames.
That's a lot of nicknames, yeah.
Because I think it's one of those things that, like, unless you've seen one, like, it's like you call it whatever they happen to call it in your neck of Pennsylvania, I guess.
Hmm. I think I have seen those before or heard about hellbenders.
They are really crazy looking.
We had to do a project in my AP environmental science class on on like an endangered species.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to remember what the name, of mine was, but it was so funny and I'm blanking now. And now it's going to drive me crazy, but it was like a, it was some really weird like fish thing. And oh man, what was it? Ah, I might have a picture of it somewhere. Maybe I'll send it to you, but it was, I'm totally blanking. It was like some sort of like fish eel thing. And it was just so ugly and I loved it. And I was in that class with Eileen and she got really annoyed because I kept saying, saying it was her baby pictures.
Oh,
I can't imagine why she got annoyed by that.
No, I can't.
Anyway, somewhere I have a picture of this animal. It was really scary looking.
Yeah. So apparently these hellbenders, their range is anywhere along the Appalachian Mountains from New York all the way down to northern Georgia. I'd never heard of them before. They're really crazy looking. They're kind of slimy, a strange color. But they get to be up to 2 feet long, which is really large for a salamander.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my last news story.
They're cute, though.
No.
They're kind of cute just how ridiculously ugly they are.
Because they're so ugly. Yeah. So, like, I just Googled a bunch of pictures.
But that's, like, the look I go for. So, respect.
Well, I mean,
game acknowledges game.
You don't want to do things halfway.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Either be as cute as you possibly can or look like a hellbender.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do an appropriate dad quiz.
Dad quiz. That's pretty good.
So I was thinking, because of your big announcement, because of your announcement that you're going to be spending a year and a half as a missionary in Southern California, we could all take a Southern California quiz. There's a couple of quizzes that I looked up. I sent an email out to both of you. I think the second one, neither one of them, to be honest, seemed like that great of a quiz. But the second one maybe is a little bit better. This is one of those, you'll only pass this test if you're from Southern California. How SoCal are you?
Ooh.
I have a feeling that's
how
not
SoCal
true.
How SoCal am I?
I think I can pass this test. I feel like I know a lot about Southern California because I listen to a lot of podcasts that are in Southern California and inevitably they talk about local stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So has everyone got the quiz up?
Which are we doing, the how?
This is a quiz from women.com. I don't know what women.com is all about, but they did have some quizzes.
Okay.
Presumably it's a website targeted toward women.
.com.
And not a website for people looking for pictures of women. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I found the fish. That was my, it turns out it was an invasive species, not an endangered species. It's so ugly.
It's in the Great Lakes.
No, I don't think so. Maybe it's the northern snakehead. You got to look up a picture.
All right. I'm going to look up a picture of the northern snakehead.
It's like a fish, but ugly. It's just like this picture where it's opening its mouth and it's just hideous.
Oh yeah, I can see it. They do kind of look like eels. It basically looks like an eel.
There's just lots of pictures of them just opening their mouth at the camera and it makes me really happy.
Okay, that is cute.
I got to send you the one that I'm thinking of in particular.
Fish probably don't brush.
Fish with teeth always look kind of gross. Like the teeth little are baby like teeth. Way in the middle of the... Oh, they look sharp though.
But it sort of reminds me of that that animal.
The hellbender.
A little bit.
I will
like
say,
a fish version.
The only pictures of the hellbenders that I found even remotely cute were the ones of them opening their mouths. And then there's something
the
kind of baby-like about them. I don't know.
Look at the picture I sent you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that picture. They're getting, yeah.
No, that's
I'm not
cool.
I'm not a fan.
No.
I got to say, I'm not a fan.
No.
But you know what
it's
I am
so
a fan
ugly.
Of? I'm a fan of us all taking quizzes at the same time to see how, who knows
Let's do
the
it.
Most about Southern California. The first question.
Whoa. Are we, okay, I got to pull it up. Sorry, I didn't know you'd sent it to
me. It's the second quiz in the email that I sent you. It is, you'll only pass this test if you're from Southern California.
what's passing? Like 70 or above?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see who does the best.
Right. I have been reading up on Southern California.
Okay, all right, there are 10 questions. The first question, what major city is not in SoCal? Is it San Diego, San Francisco, or Los Angeles? This is ridiculously easy. I would hope most people know
mine's
that.
In a different...
There are people listening to the podcast. Orders? No, there are people listening to the podcast. Oh, I have the same one.
Mine's in a different order.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did you click on the second one?
I think. Unless I'm on the wrong... Oh, I didn't go. Well, mine's the woman.com. Oh, there's
two.
Okay.
There's two. They're both woman.com.
My bad.
So it's the second quiz.
Okay. Which major city is not in SoCal?
Is it San Diego, San Francisco, or Los Angeles? Next question. Hollywood is a district within blank. Santa Barbara, San Bernardino, or Los Angeles? Question three. Which action sport event is not held in SoCal? Is it the U.S. Open of Golf, the U.S. Open of Surfing, or the X Games? Question four. SoCal is divided into the blank region and the coastal region. Is it the desert, oceanic, or mountainous? Question five. Which theme park is not in SoCal? Is it Disneyland, Busch Gardens, or Castle Park? Question six. Where is Conejo? Am I going too fast? Everybody keep it
no,
up.
No, you're good.
Okay. Where is Conejo Valley? Or I believe it's pronounced Conejo. That's
Should
how it would be.
Should not know.
That's if it the was one in that Japan, that, or if it sorry, if it was in Texas, they'd probably pronounce it Conejo.
Like but it's not.
San
well,
Jacinto.
Depending on whether Jacinto? We were in southern Texas or the really white part of Texas.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things that you would think would be pronounced a certain way in Texas, but like the Battle of San Jacinto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where is Conejo Valley? Is it in Ventura County, Riverside County, or Kern County? Where is La Jolla Cove? This is question number seven. Where is La Jolla Cove? Is it Orange County, Santa Barbara County, or San Diego County?
I do not know.
I think I do know that one because Mom and I were discussing something about where La Jolla is and assuming it's in La Jolla.
I don't know my geography super well.
Question eight. Well, you will. You will know better, I assume, after you get home. Question eight. Who wasn't born in L.A.? Is it Adam Levine? Is it Levine or Levine?
I think Levine.
Adam Levine, Will Ferrell, or Zooey Deschanel?
Next one I think is a dumb question.
Question nine.
I mean, I don't know it, but it's still a dumb question.
In Los Angeles, The Big Short, The Purge, Anarchy, or Carol? That is a dumb question.
I have not seen any of those.
Well, okay. To be fair, I actually think I read it, I think originally as which one was filmed in Los Angeles, and I was like, I don't know. Aren't most.
Yeah.
I guess set is different, but I haven't seen any of those movies.
There, but not set there.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen any of those.
And question 10, last question. If you want to go shopping in Beverly Hills, where do you go? Rodeo Drive, Mulholland Drive, or Sunset Boulevard?
So, do you want to know the results I got?
Yeah.
I got, you are not from the West Coast, which is true. True. I don't know how many I got. I got, it doesn't tell me. Wait, which ones are right?
It gives you a percentage, right?
It doesn't say which ones are right?
It doesn't tell me which ones I got right or like a percentage or anything.
All right. Well, I can tell you which ones you got right. Mom, what did you get?
I got 100%.
I also got 100%. I am the ultimate SoCal girl.
Apparently. So am I. We both are. SoCal gal.
There are a couple that I guessed on.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But apparently I got them all right.
I didn't know the film.
I didn't know which film, but I guessed.
And I didn't know who was
the
not
Purge,
born in
Anarchy.
LA.
I guessed The Purge as well.
And I also guessed on one of the geography ones.
I didn't know the geography ones.
Oh, which county?
Conejo Valley is apparently in Ventura County.
Yeah.
So it only tells me that I didn't get 100%. So...
Oh, well, I did
it's
get 100%.
Fine.
I mean, I guess you could Google the answers.
Apparently,
if
I can pass that test even if I'm not from Southern California.
Well, we are
Maybe
the
you
ultimate.
Are secretly a SoCal girl.
Do you guys want to do
a
the other
SoCal
one just to see how
gal.
It goes?
is what it says.
Okay, let's do the other one.
All right, let's do the other one.
Oh.
It's a little bit longer.
Okay. Is it?
But not too long. Southern California dialect, it's a thing. How much of it do you know? First question. There are 19 questions. We're going to have to go a little bit faster. First one, it's definitely a stereotype, but it's also a little true. Southern Californians tend to live their lives a little more blank than their Eastern counterparts. Is it leisurely, fast-paced, or rudely? Northern California's got Tahoe, but Southern California's got Big Bear, Palm Springs, and blank. Is it Yosemite National Park, Joshua Tree, or the Redwood National Forest? Question three, which of the following ingredients are not found in a typical California-style burrito? Is it chili peppers, fries, or carne asada? Number four, if you're grabbing a dessert at Pinkberry, what are you eating? Gelato, frozen yogurt, or custard? Number five, if you're watching a Dodgers game, which kind of sports team are you cheering on? Is it football, basketball, or baseball? That one's pretty easy.
Yeah, I feel a little bad. I'm not 100% on that, but I think I know.
Number six, everyone thinks SoCal is all about water sports, but come a little inland, and what else is popular? Is it racquetball and ultimate frisbee, golf and badminton, snowboarding, skiing, and skating? That one's actually a little bit hard. I mean, I would know if it were they were talking about Northern California. What does PCH stand for? Is it Pacific Coast Highway, Publishers Clearinghouse, or Pomona Children's Hospital? You would know that if you ever watched the show Veronica Mars.
Yep.
Question eight. The popular chain El Pollo Loco is Spanish for what? The crazy chicken, the crazy pigeon, or the crazy cow? Question nine. La Jolla, Venice, Mission, and Laguna are all names of blank. Is it beaches, restaurants, or mountains? Question 10. While the East Coast has Dunkin' Donuts, SoCal has, is it Pete's Coffee, Patrick's Coffee, or Paul's Coffee? Number 11, the Boo is another name for blank. Venice Boardwalk, Santa Barbara, or Malibu?
Obviously Venice Boardwalk.
Yes. Question 12. Another iconic Southern Californian coffee house with purple straws, which is it? Caribou Coffee, the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, or Dutch Brothers? Question 13. Southern California is home to the happiest place on earth, aka Six Flags, Disneyland, or Knott's Berry Farm? I believe it is Six Flags over California. Question 14. If your friend describes a party as, quote, lit, it is blank, normal, amazing, or boring?
I can't believe I knew that one, even though I'm not from Southern California.
It doesn't really seem like it's Southern California slang, at least not anymore. Question 15. SoCal residents have a lot of grocery stores, but which one of these does not belong? Is it Smart and Final, Winco, or Ralph's? Question 16. California drivers must have a ton of patience since they're willing to sit in a mile long. You okay over there?
Nope. That hurt.
Mom sneezed. Bless you. Question 16. California drivers must have a ton of patience since they're waiting to sit in mile long in and out lines and frequent bumper to bumper traffic. I don't think there's that many mile long in and out lines because there's so many in and outs in California. But anyway. Is that true? It's worth it to live here, or false? I never experienced that. That is a stupid question.
Most of these kind of are.
Number 17, Los Angeles has the Lakers, Anaheim has the Angels, and San Diego has the blank. Is it the Padres, the Lakers, or the Giants? And question 18, any local knows that you can order the best double-double burger from blank. Is it Whataburger, In-N-Out, or McDonald's? And the last question, number 19, try as you might, you just can't ever picture yourself anywhere except the blank, Lala Coast, Beachy Coast, or Golden Coast.
I got 100%.
Me too.
I am a SoCal local.
I also got 100%. Apparently we're all SoCal amazing locals. Either that or it was a ridiculously easy quiz.
It says, dude, you're definitely a Southern California local because you are able to answer all these tricky trivia questions. You know the Golden State like the back of your hand. So true. Yep. From PCH in Venice Beach to San Diego in the OC. You're a Californian through and through. Go eat some In-N-Out to celebrate. Animal style, of course.
Wow.
Oh, oh my gosh. Really, I will really say, good. I was looking up the information on my mission, and there's like a page with all this stuff, and it was like local slang you need to know. Because they have that for, apparently, you know, where you're living in like different countries. And the only one they had was like animal style. I was like, I do know that one.
I think the problem with slang is anytime you find a written list, by the time it's been written down, it's not really slang anymore.
No. Well, and also if, yeah, it's not like, yeah, anyway, it was just funny, but.
Yep. Well, there's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is.
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
So for treat yourself, we had to find something that you could locate and I could locate today.
Right before the podcast. My meal plan.
And you got these with your meal plan. That's really funny. Yeah. I think you said that the last time we got Hostess snack cakes.
I not only got these. So I got these strawberry Twinkies, strawberry filled. They're special edition. Carrot cake donuts. And my favorite snack of all time, screaming dill pickle Pringles.
I wish we had those. We don't have those. We do have strawberry Twinkies.
And they're not anything new. They're just delicious.
Carrot cake donuts. So we will try those. Let me take a picture, although I'm not very good at posting all the pictures. I've promised lots of pictures. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to be faithful about that.
Yeah. She put mom in charge of it. She'd get it done.
Yep.
I think took over posting pictures for a while, and I lasted like a month.
She was doing a jump for a while there, and then she faded as well. Which one of these do you want to try first? Do you want to try the strawberry Twinkies or the carrot cake donuts?
I opened the donuts.
All right.
I got to say, when we get back home, I should make you guys do like a treat yourself What Phoebe Ate in College edition.
Ew.
And I don't eat bad stuff.
These actually smell pretty good. These donuts. Anyway. They smell pretty good.
Anyway, if we did a, like, what I ate in college thing, I could make you my, like, my specialty mac and cheese. And also, you could eat some screaming dill pickle Pringles.
Did you like the cookbook I sent you?
I did. It's cool. It's like a dining hall. I kind of already do that.
That's what we thought is you did that.
But it's got some ideas. I thought you would appreciate it because it's similar to what you already do.
Yeah. So for your birthday present there. We saw it and thought of you.
All right. We are now trying the donuts.
You know, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're not bad. I would say that they are solidly okay.
I think the flavor is really good. Do you have kind of a waxy film in your mouth after eating that?
That's how donuts always taste.
All donuts have the waxy film.
Especially the chocolate-covered ones.
The chocolate-covered ones are basically chocolate-flavored wax, I think. But, like, I wasn't expecting it with this one.
I think these are solidly better than normal donuts. And I give them delicious.
I think they're good.
Delicioso.
It is not a rating, Mom.
They don't taste like carrot cake to me. They taste like a spice cake.
There's a little carrot in there.
But they're not bad. They're not terrible.
I don't mind it. I think they're pretty good. And I had fairly low expectations. But for a donut, they're not. I don't know if they're adequate.
I think they're the best donuts I've had.
I like the crumb ones. The powdered ones are okay. The chocolate covered ones are pretty hideous.
The chocolate are gross.
Yeah. The chocolate, like the wax is out of control.
The Valentine's one we had were not the move.
No.
Were those the ones that were super messy?
I don't know. They were just
it was only messy after I stuck it in the microwave for a couple of seconds, which made it taste a lot better, but it was just unbearably messy.
All right. The next one we're going to try here.
Which melted.
We're going to try the strawberry Twinkies.
These look pretty good. Oh, they smell super strawberry.
Okay, so I feel like this is unfair of me to say, but the biggest problem I have with these is that they're Twinkies.
You know what?
And Twinkies are not very good.
I feel the same way.
I like Twinkies, but I hate these. These are gross.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like them a little better than normal
Twinkies.
There's
like more filling than a regular Twinkie has, at least in the one we have.
And it doesn't taste good.
And the filling is kind of gross.
Yeah. I think I'm like the only one left that I know who will like admit to liking regular Twinkies. I do not like these. These are gross.
I'm wavering between meh and gross.
I'm going to say they're okay.
Allison, what do you think?
I think they're gross.
Ew. Seriously?
That is so gross.
I'm going to say they're meh.
Meh. M-E-A.
Because the truth is, meh. If this was in front of me and I was hungry, I would eat the whole thing. I wouldn't just immediately throw it away.
Like, I mean, I'm going to finish this.
But they're not very good.
No, they're not very good.
I think they're a little better than normal Twinkies. And I'm pretty meh about normal Twinkies.
Now, like, I'll eat them. Say, if you did want to eat one of these and you threw it in the freezer for a little while, it probably would improve it.
Well, regular Twinkies in the freezer are good.
Are like, better than regular Twinkie.
I think freezing Twinkies improves them. But yeah, these, I don't know. I think like the strawberry flavor is not right. It doesn't taste good to me at all.
Yeah.
Well, that is Treat Yourself, and that is our podcast. Thank you, Phoebe, for being on the podcast with us right before finals. Thanks, Mom, for participating on the podcast. Thank you to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at Talk to Dad Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And you can also find us at TalkToDadPodcast.com, where you can download and stream all of our episodes from episode 1 to this episode 149. If you want to help us out, the best things you can do for us is you can tell a friend about this podcast. You can also give us a 5-star rating. If you subscribe, rate, and review us, that makes it possible for other people to find the podcast. That's just the way kind of the ratings work. There's so many podcasts out there that it might make us a little bit more visible to other people. So we appreciate it if you have given us a 5-star review. This has been a lot of fun. I'd also like to thank the Foxy Morons, the band that allowed us to use their music for our intro and outro music. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.